This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Today marks the one-year anniversary of the violent Unite the Right protest in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia, not far from Washington, where white supremacists and opposition protesters clashed. Anoush Abitsian reports.
Like every conversation about the city and the county comes back to August 12th.
Mark Newton, a reporter for Charlottesville's The Daily Progress, was working when white nationalists stormed through the normally quiet college town to protest the removal of the statue of Confederate hero General Robert E. Lee. It did not end well. Amid the angry protests, one car plowed into a crowd of anti-fascist counter-protesters, killing activist Heather Heyer and injuring many others. Jason Kessler, the man who organized last year's Unite the Right protest, failed in his bid to hold a second rally in Charlottesville. Kessler eventually won permission to hold a second rally to commemorate the Charlottesville protest, this time in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., right in front of the White House. Anoush Avitisyan, VOA News, Charlottesville, Virginia.
The man who authorities say stole a commercial airliner in the U.S. state of Washington worked for an airline called Horizon. Gary Beck is president and CEO of that airline.
The plane was taken from a maintenance position and was not scheduled for passenger flight. The aircraft crashed about an hour later in a wooded area on Catron Island in rural Pierce County.
The man is believed to have died when that plane crashed into the island. Authorities are saying that he was suicidal. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan blames Turkey's economic problems on the United States as well as others. He was responding to a drop in the value of the Turkish currency against the U.S. dollar following the imposition of both sanctions and tariffs from Washington. This is VOA News. The International